there. This is John Rastetter, Vice President of Sales for Promarco. I'm out on the West Coast this week, traveling with Hayden Green, sales representative for Promarco in Southern California.
How's it going, guys? Good to be here. Sorry for John right now being stuck on the 5 freeway, but we're managing.
It's a good time to catch up on all the things that are going on in the region and in the industry. And one of the customers that we've had the pleasure of spending some time with this week has just committed to purchasing a new high-graphics, high-speed press. And it's a great opportunity to kind of review a conversation that we had with them and a team conversation, which is allowing this customer, we believe, to answer a lot of the questions in advance of installation to ensure the highest degree of performance and success. And Hayden led the conversation outlining with the customer, or helping the customer outline what their expectations were. And Hayden, if you could just take a minute and tell us about how that part of the conversation went.
Yeah, so having a conversation with this customer, this press is going in the near future, and the best thing to start with is getting on a team page with the ink suppliers, the plate suppliers, and having an open conversation on how to have the success that this customer wants out of this press. It's not pointing the fingers at each other, it's really just working together and kind of figuring out what we can do to jumpstart this and make it happen right away instead of waiting around.
Yeah, that's a good point, Hayden. So I guess when we started the conversation, it's important to identify what the specific expectations of graphic reproduction are. In this case, the customer wants to print well beyond 150 line screen. They're stepping up from printing on regular production work in the 133 line range. They've got a desire at some point to get to 175. And in order to accomplish that at significantly higher press speeds, it is important to get all of the folks in a room and ensure that ink drying speed is taken into consideration, ink volume is taken into consideration to be able to print at those higher speeds and at the graphic requirements. And in general, having everybody in that room at the start of the project ensures that the best possible practices are going to be used. Now, one of the things that you also talked to them about is running a banded roll test. Right. And Hayden, maybe you can explain a little bit about what a banded roll test is and how that benefits the selection of Analox rolls.
Yeah, so with running a banded trial, kind of again what I spoke about before, getting with the ink suppliers, getting with the plate suppliers, but with the Analox roll, it's testing out different line screens, different volumes to ensure when you do start printing and do start to get what you want, you know already the right line screen, the right volume. So John and Analox roll, we will have sections of different line screen, different volume.
Yeah, and we're looking for dot gain, for solid ink density, the point at which we start to see dot bridging. So it's a true learning experience. Now, what we also talked about was the initial Analox roll selection for that specific press are the kind of the workhorse volumes. 2.5 BCM, 4.5 BCM, 6 BCM, depending on process, line work, and solid coverage, and then the banded roll is run, after installation, very very soon after installation, in order to further fill out the selection of Analox rolls to take that next step into the higher and higher quality range. One of the other critical aspects of this is establishing the proper protocols for care and maintenance on this new press. And there's never a better time to start talking about establishing procedures that will ensure the long life and maintaining the volumes that the rolls were ordered at, than right at the very beginning. So, you know, new crew, new press, new way of running the press. Now is the time to establish the proper care program, which includes, you know, daily maintenance, weekly maintenance, monthly maintenance, whether that be on a corrugated application, you know, Pamarco's new cleaning plate, which can operate on the press while one of the downs aren't being used to deep clean the Analox roll, or whether it's a series of care products that are used on off-press or on-press for wide web applications. Hayden, I know you've had a lot of experience with the cleaning plate. Can you describe briefly on how that is used and what kind of results you're getting?
Yeah, cleaning plate, been selling for the past year or so, has been working really well. Customers have got great use out of it. Just like what you guys have used before, a microfiber pad, but imagine this is a giant scrub pad attaching to the print cylinder. A lockup system is the same as a Matthews lockup or T-bar lockup system. Like John said, you can run it while a job's running. If you have a four color and you're only running three, you can put it on the four color. Runs the same way and cleans it very efficiently. It's not, you're getting in there using some elbow grease, you're not really getting all the spots that you want. So I believe this efficiency really keeps the Analox roll clean. It keeps you from really having to think about too much maintenance, because this all, does it pretty much all for you. So
I think the best way to wrap this brief discussion up is, you know, when you're thinking about a new piece of equipment, your suppliers can be key to the success of the installation and the quick startup of that equipment. And it's not just the Analox roll, but it's the team of people that surround that printing nip that can have a great deal of important details that they can share with you to ensure your success. We do this on a regular basis. In addition to consultative reviews of entire press departments and process flow, and we're at your disposal. Just reach out to Hayden or I or the rest of the Pamarco team, and we'll be glad to help. Have a great day.